Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits with Jim and Randall. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
Thank you for downloading episode 86 of Suplex City Limits for December 6th, 2016. More rude than Rick, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the real reason for the season.
It's Rando Commando. I didn't know I was so jolly and festive.
It's because you're drinking beer at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I only had one. Come on now.
So far. Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. And if you enjoy the show, we have 4 t-shirt designs available at Pro Wrestling Tees. Great stocking stuffers.
Yes.
You know, everybody on your gift list could use a King of Bong style t-shirt.
Everybody could. Grandma could. Make sure you get grandma one of them.
King of Bong style shirts. There you go. Today's episode, we will take just a quick look back at Survivor Series and TakeOver as we took the week off for the holidays. Not too much there, but Raw, Lucha Underground, and at the end of the show, news on the future of Suplex City Limits. So you're going to have to keep listening. That's a good cliffhanger for the rest of the show. See, that's something we just did that WWE never does, and that's set up a reason at the beginning to watch all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
1 point SCL, 0 points WWE.
Oh, we got way more than 1 point on them.
Yeah. And today's episode of Suplex City Limits brought to you by Chris Benoit Daycare, where all children take naps.
Wow.
Where your child will take a nap or we'll make them. Oh, shit. Let's go back to TakeOver and Survivor Series. I don't even have notes on it anymore. What the Goldberg-Lesnar thing was stupid, I thought.
So quick. So quick, so dumb, so...
Trying to do like the MMA-style booking, almost, you know, where it could end any time, but... it's a good thing you had Lesnar beat Undertaker and make your whole roster look like a joke. So Lesnar destroys Cena, dismantles him. He dismantles Orton, leaves Orton in a pool of blood in the middle of the ring, and then loses to a 50-year-old guy from WCW in like 1 minute. I don't get it.
Minute and 23 seconds.
Yeah, I don't care enough to... You know, I think that's far past at this point where I'm going to sit and, like, actually give a fuck about what they do.
It's the member berries, dude. Member berries. Yeah.
Remember Goldberg? I remember. Remember the streak?
What was it, 180? 180-something? What was the streak?
That's the kayfabe streak. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. But how fucking weird was it with Goldberg in the ring with his kid? And all of a sudden they come back and his kid's shirtless. Like, in the ring. I was waiting for Titus O'Neil to come out and mouth kiss him.
To bring his kid out.
But yeah, honestly, Goldberg's kid, like, dude, I'm not impressed by your physique, bro. Like, Goldberg has a chubby kid? What the fuck is that about?
Maybe he's going to be a lineman.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe like a linebacker or something.
No, offensive lineman. He was a defensive end, actually.
Okay. Back when it was like just before they got like giants in there.
Well, NFL did some little deal on the both of them right before the match, like just kind of showed. Like, okay, obviously Lesnar played a few preseason games, but that was it. He never made it to the roster or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And Goldberg, I think, was in the league for a year or two, but he wasn't like. He wasn't an impactful player or anything. He played for the Falcons when he was, when they were shitty. Oh, hold on a second.
Your text sound?
Yeah, it's my text sound. Yeah.
Touchdown Raiders. Oh shit.
But
that's a 5-star podcast.
Yeah, 5-star podcast. But yeah, I don't know. He just had a knee injury. He wasn't like impactful or anything, but it was kind of cool to watch those guys. They had a couple good plays against third and fourth string
players. How could a guy like that, as athletic as Lesnar and big as Lesnar, not make it in the NFL? I mean, I know he didn't play like high school or college football or anything, but like raw athleticism, like, wouldn't you sign the guy? I don't get it.
Right.
Because he's a fucking giant, and you know he's, like, crazy agile, I mean.
Maybe he couldn't pass a drug test.
Touché. That's a good call. But yeah, the rest of Survivor Series, I mean, you know, the one was, like, the men's singles was, like, 52 minutes long.
Right.
So, like, does it really need an hour-long match? I think I fell asleep twice during the card. I fell asleep during the women's Survivor Series. I fell asleep somewhere else in there, but I don't know if that's on them or just on me for being like old and high all the time, but I don't know. I get these like random bouts where it's like I need to sleep right now. I don't know. It happens at work too, and I have to fight it off, but
sometimes it happens to me.
Right? You'll just be cool and all of a sudden like boom, just like you need to sleep right now, you old fuck.
You need to take a 15-minute nap.
Dude, I do those. You do that too or what? 15 minutes will set me up, dude. I feel way better after even like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I usually turn this into an hour or three.
I think I napped yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a nap. And I wake up like 3 hours later on the couch. Like, holy fuck, dude. Oh, well, what are you going to do? And TakeOver, you know, TakeOver was awesome. I thought the tag match was the match of the weekend for WWE.
Well, certainly was.
Revival are awesome.
Yep.
DIY is awesome as well. Joe won the belt, which we should have saw that coming. Mm-hmm. At the time, we're like really surprised by it. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, they're going to Japan. And Nakamura won the belt back. I don't know, was he? No, it's Japan. It's like their hours are way ahead. So earlier today, he won the belt back in Japan.
Right.
Which, you know, is pretty predictable. So. Maybe Joe will be coming up somewhere. I don't know.
Well, where do you put him? Do you put him on SmackDown or Raw?
Anybody I like or I think can do something, I put on SmackDown. To me, SmackDown needs more people.
Right.
Raw has these people who they're kind of... Well, I mean, SmackDown, too, they're not using fucking crews at all. But that's a whole thing unto itself.
Sounds like bad deal for SmackDown here pretty soon. Sounds like Daniel Bryan wants to leave.
Well, I was really surprised when he took that job because he's about to have a child.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and a quick recap of Total Divas because you guys fucking voted for it. Well, some of you voted for it. The majority of you voted for it. Let's see what the actual... see, we had over 100 votes. 53% yes. I should recap Total Divas, 47% no. So that's pretty much right down the middle. So we'll do a quick Total Divas recap, because I do watch it now. That's how you know you're fucking out of hand, probably,
yep.
As a wrestling fan. Like, when you're watching Total Divas, it's like, and my girlfriend won't even watch that show, you know? Mrs. Vicious is like, nah, I'm not going to watch this fucking show. So it's pretty dumb. I also got a case of the WWE Funko Mystery Mini Series 2 figures yesterday.
Did you open them all up yet?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I posted them up on Twitter, too. So you can check that out. So I've got all 27 of the Mystery Minis now.
Nice.
Yeah. Only bummer is that they did The Rock twice and they did Cena twice. What's the point of that? Why do those fucking guys twice?
One with a big tattoo for the, I can see The Rock. Well, you got the Thugonomics.
No, he's the same. Cena too. Well, dude, Cena's the same thing he's always fucking been.
Right.
One, he's got the turquoise shirt and hat, and the one, he's got like the green. You know, so I mean, he's basically the same. The new series does include The Dream, baby. It's got Dusty Rhodes, Million Dollar Man. It's got some good ones. Nash, cool. Lesnar. Yeah, so I'm a nerd for the WWE toys. I hate to admit. But let's bust through some of the shit of this week. I don't know how much time we need to really spend on it. I thought it was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty. Raw and SmackDown, I thought. Both, SmackDown, man, was like boring as fuck. There was like no wrestling on that show.
Nope.
So, Raw from Charlotte, North Carolina. This seems like a lifetime ago already. I mean, there's too much with this, really. This more teasing of dissension between Owens and Jericho. Pointless match. Strowman squashes R-Truth. Puts Goldust in a bear hug. Zayn comes out and attacks. Braun smashes him, and then Sammy and Foley argue. The best part about that was Foley's teeth tried to escape his face.
I saw that. Yeah,
his teeth are like, "Fuck this, we out of here." So, Cedric Alexander in his hometown, he got a good reception versus Tony Nese with Drew Gulak in tow. Thought it was a really good. Weird thing with like Alicia Fox. Backstage, they had Alicia Fox watching, and they kind of, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I kind of tune out the commentary, but I don't know if they're starting some awful storyline with him and Alicia Fox. I don't get it.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it was really quick. Gulak distracts Alexander. Nice gets the win. Why does everyone get shit on in their hometown?
Because WWE is fucking sucks.
They hate the crowd. They hate the fans, I think, dude.
I think they do. I think they really fucking do, man.
Yeah. Why can't he get a win? Why can't he get a win in his hometown and the crowd be yay for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what's the fucking problem?
It makes it more exciting at home when the crowd's fucking cheering.
Well, right, yeah. And it's just like, it's not, oh, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's every fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
You know, Sasha lost the belt in her hometown. Charlotte, later on this show, loses the belt in their hometown. Everyone loses in their hometown. Look what they did with Curtis Axel in his hometown.
Oh,
dude.
God. Yeah, no fucking shit, nah.
Like, probably the last time you saw him, am I wrong?
Right. It's the last, yeah, on Raw.
He comes out in Minneapolis, gets a little something, and they just shit on it. And then after the fact, he was retweeting. People were like, they took our fucking signs away from me, for you. You know, and then, like, boom, that's it. You haven't really fucking heard from him since.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yep.
Jericho goes to leave the arena. Rollins attacks him in the parking lot, pedigrees him on the roof of a car. A little forced, man. A little forced.
Just a little?
So, Sasha and Charlotte ends in a quick double countout. And, Foley restarts the match as no DQ. I thought it was right away, but then it was like, oh, it's not restarting now, it's restarting later. So it's like no DQ, false count anywhere, etc. I don't know. So it's pretty silly.
That didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, I don't know. That was really weird. Like, why are we taking a break in between this? But
right.
Rusev loses by DQ to Enzo for a low blow. This is the second week in a row these guys have been going wrestling. I don't. Is it to set up something with Big Cass? I don't. Why aren't these guys tagging? God damn it.
Right? Fuck, well, I think you. Cass is going to get a push.
The singles push?
Yeah. Dude. The chatter is that old Vinny's got a big old fucking hard on for him.
Well, sure he does. He likes him tall, man.
Mm-hmm. He's taller than Roman Reigns, so he's.
I like him tall, pal.
He's obviously gonna stand taller for him too. So.
Gotta grab that brass cock ring,
That's
dude.
That's right. Gotta get it with your mouth.
That's so silly. And that, like, the tag division on Raw is so poorly done. It's just New Day and the Club, and that's just it. But...
And it's been through every stupid fucking angle you could possibly think of.
Oh, and Sheamus and Cesaro, of course.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Sheamus and Cesaro walk into a bar. Oh, no, there's no punchline to that joke. Right. Tessa Blanchard was the woman at the bar. I don't know if you noticed that. Oh, dude, Sheamus orders a pint because Ireland.
Yep.
And Cesaro orders a martini, shaken, not stirred. Get it? Get it? He's like Bond.
But James Bond wasn't even from Switzerland. God damn it.
So stupid, dude. The whole thing was weird and filmed very weird, like a shitty sitcom, and it was just odd. They fuck all these dudes up and, like, throw a guy through a paper wall. Did they just become best friends?
They did.
Yup. Yep,
they did. God damn it.
They're probably out in the garage practicing karate right now.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
They have their Steven Seagal tapes out right now.
Exactly. Reigns and Owens. Reigns wins clean. So he's the number one contender. He'll be facing Owens at Roadblock, even though this was leaked 2 weeks ago by the arena.
Well, they had to set it up sometime, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I don't know why they allow these arenas to advertise shit like way ahead of time like that. Or maybe they don't, and some people make mistakes, but it's just dumb. It's like, we know this is what's happening, so must we sit through this fucking match? I didn't. I fast-forwarded it because fuck that. Seriously. And yeah, he wins clean. Do you think they're going to put both belts on him? They fucking might.
They're going to.
Every belt.
You know they're going to. Don't kid yourself here, sir.
He'll be looking like Ultimo Dragon and shit. Fucking every belt hanging off of him.
That's going to be me after fantasy football this year.
Yeah. Also, yeah. That's the first and only time I will ever reference Roman Reigns to Ultimo Dragon. Fuck, Ultimo Dragon's awesome. It is like a cool sit-down interview with Heyman. Heyman says that Lesnar's ribs were broken, and it was kind of interesting because Heyman looked like shit. He was unshaven, his eyes were bloodshot. He just looked like, he looked like he'd been awake until now.
His monster got beat. He's nervous.
Yeah.
I think they did okay doing that, making Heyman look unsettled. I think they did okay there.
I don't know if the not shaving was part of it or not.
Of course it was. You know, you got to make him look like that he's been worried, that other shit's on his mind. His routine's been thrown out of whack.
On the same, the same show and company who doesn't give a fuck about anything. We'll start a story and just next week ignore it. I mean, all the dumb shit they do to think that anybody would put that much effort into it. I guess Heyman would. You know? So Heyman, so you're putting this, all right, I'm not going to shave. I'm going to make my eyes look bloodshot. I'm going to... Wow. He puts all that in and they can't find a hat to fit the Undertaker's head.
Right.
It's fucking stupid, dude. People are heel 1 week and face the next, and holy fuck, what a mess. New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. Xavier gets the pin by holding the trunks. That's not, I don't care about this anymore. You know, they're going to get past the demolition record, yep. And then they're going to drop it to Sheamus and Cesaro or something. The only thing that was good about this was Xavier laying on the ramp after the match screaming, I'm a kickout kid! That fucking cracked me up. And then Sasha defeats Charlotte to become the Raw Women's Championship again. I don't know. I think they're just hot potatoing of this belt.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's just diminished it completely. I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, now it doesn't mean shit. It was cool the first time.
And dude, and wrestling for the belt at Roadblock.
Oh, are you tired of it yet? Yeah,
I'm tired of it. Yep. I was absolutely tired of it. I was tired of it long ago. Mm-hmm. When they put it on Sasha and then had her drop it right away, I was just like, ugh. And now it's gone back and forth and back and forth. It's just dumb. I thought it was a pretty good match, though. There's some EC dub chants to some kendo shots. I was like, holy fuck. 2016, and there are still EC dub champs. How crazy is that, man?
That's rad.
Like, that's making a mark on the business. Pun intended? Not intended? However you like that. Charlotte did a moonsault off the announce table to the floor. That's fairly impressive.
Yep.
But, yeah, Sasha taps her to the standing bank statement on the rail. And then why the fuck did Ric Flair comes out and raises Sasha's arm? I don't know.
They're going to do an angle where she's... they're going to have Charlotte have daddy issues now.
Great. And Bailey was... I don't know where. They set up at the end of Survivor Series. Charlotte and her were the survivors. Charlotte beat the shit out of her, and then since then, I guess not.
Yeah.
They made it look like that was the next way they were going to go, and I guess they're not, so I don't fucking know. I just, Raw's just abysmal. You look at that, the tag division, fucked. The women's division, two women, back and forth, fucked.
Fucked, yep.
The singles, you've got your U.S. champion taking on your fucking... you know, Universal Champion. And, dude, there's still no one's over on Reigns at all, still. I don't know what these people are doing. I don't know. Whatever. That was Raw. It sucked. SmackDown also sucked. Not to be that, and I hate to be, because there are so many shows out there where it's just, like, two assholes or five assholes, you know, how many of our assholes they have. WWE sucks, but dude, it does suck.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about the good points when I can, but man, a lot of it sucks. SmackDown opens with Renee Young in the ring for a contract signing between the women. Shocker, it ends in a brawl.
Spoiler. No way.
Just stop it with contract signings. Just never, ever, just stop it and never do it again.
Yep.
Just, Ziggles and Kalisto versus Corbin and Miz. Great. Corbin hits Kalisto with a chair for the DQ because, get it, they're having a chairs match. Do you get it? At this point, we crossed the 1 hour mark. I've taken down here. So there's one match in the first hour of the show.
Oh, God.
I don't know what else happened there. I don't have notes about it because it must have just been bullshit, I guess. I don't know. Or I zoned out. So into hour two of the show, Ambrose Asylum with Ellsworth, interrupted by Styles. Styles gives Ellsworth a clash off the steps to the floor. That was actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was. Almost killed him again.
Yeah, the guy who didn't know how to take the clash, like, fucking, what, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's taking him off the steps to the floor. They take him away in an ambulance. So, Harper versus Kane. Kane wins again!
Oh.
Again! He also won on Survivor Series on the pre-show. Why? Why?
Right?
It's so stupid. Fucking Kane. They have the tag match for the main event for the number one contendership to take on Heath and fucking Ryan. Oh, yeah, we'll get it. Wyatt's and American Alpha. The lights go out. Harper's there. And why would you be afraid of this guy? Like, oh yeah, there's Harper. Like, you can't even.
Just Kane. Lost to a fat Kane.
Yeah. through a series of distractions, the Wyatts win. So, what's with the use of Alpha, man? Alpha came in so hot off NXT, and I feel like it's diminished a lot.
Oh, He made him look like
it's fading, dude.
Yep.
And I mean, it'll probably heat him back up. I think they're trying to get it to put the belt on some heels so they can take it off heels, but it's just start stop. Like the Usos switched heel, and they kind of made it look like they were gonna go there, and then now they're like, now we're gonna go with the Wyatts on a show that's starved for fucking singles talents. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you tie why up one of your
two
of them. Yep.
Yeah, you tie up Orton and Wyatt when you have like five other tag teams on the show. You've got the Usos, you have the Vaudevillains, which you refuse to use. You've got the Dude Bros. I mean, you've got teams, dude. There's no need to make another tag team out of these guys. But whatever. And that leads into TLC this weekend, this Sunday. TLC, you get stips. And you get stips. Everybody gets stips. Every match has stips.
It was the Oprah show.
Exactly. So on TLC, let's just bust that out. Slater and Rhino versus the Wyatts for the tag team SmackDown tag team championships. It's like one of the few matches that doesn't have, actually the only match that doesn't have a stip. I mean, what do you think? They're going to put on the Wyatts? Maybe?
Yeah. Well, how else do you get it on Office Slater? Who else are you going to put it on, I guess, really? They probably won't, though. They hate the Wyatts. No, it's going to stay on Slater and Rhino.
Kalisto and Baron Corbin in a chairs match. Oh, man. I mean, I'm sure they're going to put Corbin over.
Well, they have. This is a dumb match. Why are they even having this match, man? Fuck. You don't have anything better for Kalisto to do. Like a whole stable of cruiserweights, perhaps, you know, that you could put him with.
Yeah.
Dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah, why did he ever go over there, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. And yeah, Corbin, as I said before, wouldn't be money if you shoved a piggy bank up his ass.
Right. That sucks.
Dude, he does suck. Fucking bad. At least he wears a shirt now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah, he can't wear a hat the whole time, so.
He could put on something like Son of Havoc has.
Like a mask?
Yeah.
Put him in a mask.
Look at his dumb face either.
He had cover up, you know, a lot of his shortcomings. You know, his stomach, his hair, and his face.
How do you cover up his wrestling?
Yeah, good luck. Nikki Bella and Carmella in a no DQ match. I don't know if they had a house show match. I think the other day, and I don't know if Carmella ate a knee or what, but her face is pretty fucked up, all black and blue and shit. So
you sure it's just not her caking on the makeup?
No, I don't know. It could be. I guess I did. I looked at it for about 1 second because that's all the fucks I could give.
Did she not do something that Cass asked her to do?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I could give a shit about this. I mean, they'll probably put over Nikki Bella because she fucks John Cena.
What if I'm gonna say Carmella? I think they're gonna put her over.
There you go.
Yep.
Miz and Dolph Ziggler in a ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. I feel like we've seen all these matchups before. Oh yeah, because we've seen all these matchups before. Yeah. I don't see him putting it on Ziggler.
No.
But what do you do with Ziggler after that? I thought that when he lost it back to The Miz, I was like, this guy's dead in the water, dude. How do you think anyone's going to give a shit about this guy? They should have at least gave him a reign. And I still think him and Zayn would have been a much better match in Survivor Series.
Yep.
But they can't pussy their way out of it with a heel thing like they can with Miz, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they put it back on Ziggler here. I don't know. It's hard to say.
And you're going to hot potato that belt, too, then.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Hot potato. It's hard to decide what a crazy person would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're like, what's this person going to do next? You go, they're crazy. Who fucking knows what they'll do? They might be eating their own shit in a minute. That's basically WWE. Is like, right. How do you predict something from just something that's so stupid and unpredictable? You know, who knows what they might do? They can do anything, and not in a good way. You know, it's not like a who knows what'll happen in a good way. It's who knows what'll happen in the bad way. You also have Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss in a tables match. Why not? Because on SmackDown in the Brawl, she put Becky Lynch through a table. So I guess it's a tables match now.
Well, yeah, now you have to have it a tables match.
The means of how they set these up are fucking pathetic. It's another one of these pay-per-views. We just talked about it with Hell in a Cell. It just should not be a pay-per-view. It's very dumb.
And they're back-to-back.
Yeah, they're back-to-back, dude. Build up a feud and then blow it off with a TLC match. Okay, I'm cool with that, but just, well, it's December, so it's time for a TLC. At least there's no stairs match in this one. That was awful last year. What, Robot Reigns and Big Show in a stairs match?
Oh.
Is that what it was?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, guess who won? AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose in an actual TLC match. Yeah, I don't know.
Who can give a fuck about this anymore?
Yeah, like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. These two have been wrestling for fucking...
4 months?
Since this show became its own thing. These are basically the same fucking feuds.
4 months now.
Yeah.
Has it been that long? Fucking damn right it has.
There's talk about Styles and Undertaker at Rumble.
At Rumble?
Putting the belt on Undertaker so that he can lose it. Maybe he'll lose it then on WrestleMania.
To Cena?
Oh. Possible. Possible. Gross, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're definitely getting Lesnar and Goldberg at WrestleMania. But what if they had Goldberg face another certain somebody who uses the spear, huh?
Oh, God.
That just depresses you.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does.
Have Goldberg fucking beat Lesnar in a minute and then put Reigns over Goldberg. Because at Rumble, both Goldberg and Lesnar are in the Rumble. So, either they're going to set up Lesnar Goldberg again, or they'll set up...
Are they going to do some stupid thing where they come out back-to-back or something, and then they like end up just beating each other up and then eliminating themselves and brawling all the way to the back?
Oh, probably. Who knows, dude? Yeah, one eliminates the other or something.
Yeah, then the other one stays out at ringside and pulls the other one out or something. Dumb shit.
So the old pull the other guy out, dude. Really? That's fucking classic. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'll be watching and live tweeting this bitch on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. But I don't really give that much of a fuck about it. Some quick news, I guess, of the week. There's not a lot. I had a crazy fucking week, so I haven't really had time to focus on shit. Might as well talk about that. So, we had a crazy fucking blizzard up here. We had, I guess, what did they say? Over 18 inches of snow.
24 and a half.
24 and a half?
Yep.
That's like two of my dicks long in snow. fuck. From what, like Sunday until basically Tuesday, like 3 days straight of snow. And so every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would wake up and I'd have to go out and unbury my car, you know, because it was bladed in by snow blades. And Wednesday, I just didn't go to work. I was like, fuck it, dude. But I come out Thursday morning, and the first thing I notice is that my car is, like, off kilter. I'm like, why is the back end of my car sticking out? Like, I didn't park it like that. And then I discover that someone's fucking hitting around my car, dude. Yeah, someone fucking smashed the shit out of my beloved Nissan Maxima.
Beloved. How long was the Maxima with you?
Dude, 8 years.
Nice.
Good night, sweet prince. I fucking loved that car. It was a piece of shit. It was rusting. You know, like, shit didn't work inside of it anymore. But I didn't care. Like, I loved it. And now it's gone. Now it's, 'cause I only had liability insurance, so I had no coverage, you know? Mm-hmm. I was fucked. But I did trade it in earlier today, and I got myself a Grand Marquis. Fucking old guy, man. I'm going to need, like, a... I'm going to need to get a Sami Zayn hat.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do, like, high-end Uber with that fucker.
There you go. I don't think there's enough Uber drivers in town here.
I don't think we have Uber here due to some kind of restrictions.
Really?
Yeah, there's something to do with why we don't have Uber in Bismarck.
Is it because of the fucking bus system?
No, I don't know what the deal is. But, yeah, so I've been dealing with that all week, and that blizzard was fucking crazy, man. There's so much snow, like, everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow out there.
It's, like, fucking, it's been crazy, so, yeah, I didn't prepare fully. But some news! John Cena's hosting Saturday Night Live next week.
That might be all right.
It could be okay. Yeah. I like when The Rock's done it. Last time Rock did it was really good.
It was super good.
That
promo that they did.
Thought, like, yeah. That.
Oh, that was fantastic.
The musical guest, Maren Morris. No idea who that is.
I have no idea who that is
either. You can tell we're old men at this point who don't give a fuck about things. I'm like, who's that? No idea. He's only the third WWE superstar to have hosted the show. Remember when Hulk Hogan hosted it with Mr. T the night before WrestleMania 1? And The Rock, of course, has done it multiple times.
Yep.
So, that it could be all right. Cena might do okay there.
Every time The Rock's done it, it's been pretty good. There's been some memorable skits from every time.
Yeah, the show was just not very fucking good anymore.
No.
You know, I watched it with Chappelle and the Chappelle one, and he had a great, like, that. Did you see that at all?
I watched a couple of skits from that.
He did, a play on Walking Dead.
Yep, and that was pretty good.
All his characters. That was great. But a lot of the other shit in there was just really bad. Mm-hmm. Like, really fucking, holy shit. Like, giant chunks of ice falling from this fucking roof up here.
It's melty today.
A little bit.
The Rock did one way back in the, what was it? Was it early 2000s, perhaps even the, like, 99?
Yeah.
There was one skit where he played a stop smoking, like, system. And he'd just, like, come to your house, and every time you think about a cigarette, he'd beat you up.
Yeah.
That shit was pretty good. But, and then the promo from the last one. And I know he's done a couple of different ones, but yeah. No. I thought he's always been pretty good on that show. Rock is funny. I like him in anything he does, really. His movies are kind of gay, but
yeah, I don't watch any of his movies. Also, a former NXT superstar, Percy Watson. I have no idea who the fuck that is. He was a... He wrestled in the second season of NXT, I guess, back when it was a competition show, and he was released in 2013. But he's showed up on NXT tapings as a commentator, dude. He has now joined Tom Phillips and Corey Graves at the booth for the full taping. Great. The only two-man booth they had, and now it's gone. Dude. And SmackDown's still a four-man booth, by the way.
Oh, I hear they're going to bring the Ghost of Gorilla Monsoon back for that
Will
one.
Stop. Nice. God. I just, a four-man booth, dude. This is awful. Tom Phillips can't even sit at the desk. He sits, like, around the corner, dude.
Conspiracy!
Exactly. At least he hasn't been doing the backstage stuff anymore. So that's good. Some fucking jabrones got a concussion at a house show. When the Authors of Pain, like, one of the power bombs a guy on top of another guy, but instead of, like, power bombing him onto the dude's body, he, like, power bombs him on his head, so their heads smashed together.
Yep.
There's video of it online.
Pretty brutal.
If that's your fucking thing. And after SmackDown, which I guess the next thing we'll have to cover here, 205 Live. Lots of pictures from fans in attendance and other things saying that a lot of people left. I thought maybe they locked the doors, so nobody could get out. But there were a lot of pictures of people, like, empty areas of the arena and shit for 205 Live. Because it's like, what, SmackDown ends at 10 Eastern. And this was in, I don't know where it was this week. It was somewhere, it was in, like, South Carolina or something, wherever it was. So it's 10 o'clock there. You want to go home. You got to work the next day. Like, do we want to stay till 11? No, I don't, So 205 Live, I don't know if you watched this or not, but I will recap it for you. Did you?
No.
I'm sure not, because, dude, this is too much. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch NXT this week because nothing happened on it. I looked at I started watching it, and I was like, this sucks. Asuka versus I don't even know who. And I'm like, fast forward, and then I saw, like, the next match, and I was like, this sucks. I'm not watching this. But 205 Live was pretty good. Was it? The first time they cut to Morrow and Graves on commentary, they still had the SmackDown table cover. I was like, oh, you guys couldn't change that in time. No, that's
couldn't get that done.
They were joined by Aries on commentary. His face is caved in, so I suppose they're trying to find something for him to do. I thought he was pretty good as a heel commentator, though. Thought he did a pretty good job. They introduced the roster on the ramp. There's 16 people on this roster. Swan Perkins, Jack Gallagher, Ho-Ho Loon, who I thought was one of the worst people in the tournament. The Bollywood Boys, Noam Dar, Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, Aria Daivari, Cedric Alexander, Lindsay Dorado, Akira Tozawa, Mustafa Ali, Grand Metalik, and the Brian Kendrick. So, from there, it went immediately back to the smart fucking introductions that CWC had. Where they introduce you to fucking people before the match. So before each match is 3 minutes with each guy. You get to know them. And why didn't they do that on Raw? A 3-hour show and they didn't do that shit. It just makes sense, Because, that's the problem. It's like, who are these guys? People who are casual fans? They don't know who they are. They've never seen anything about them. So, see, it's back to that smart production of the CWC. The first Bollywood Boys and versus Gulak and Nese. Just want to go ahead and promote the Kickstarter we started to get Drew Gulak some knee pads. If you can donate, if you can help Drew get some pads, that'd be great. That was okay, man. Aries says that the Bollywood Boys are happy to be there and happy to have running water for a change. I was like, holy fuck, man. That was great. It's like, there you go, buddy. Good shit. Good match. Bollywood Boys win with a double super kick. The crowd goes mild. They didn't give a shit. Then you had a good match. Aria Daivari and the extraordinary gentleman Jack Gallagher. I'm sure you remember how he is from CWC. He's got that he's got the regal kind of style, the catch as catch can, but to almost a comedy level. I really enjoy it, but I'm curious how, casual fans are going to react to that. To a match that's a lot of mat wrestling and a lot of, technical kind of shit. I don't know, but fuck them. I like it. And you had Swan and Kendrick for the Cruiserweight Championship. The crowd slowly got into the match as it went on, and, dude, it was a fucking great match. Can you handle it? A black champion in WWE.
Right?
Swan takes the win. I think that's a great move for this division. Swan's the most over. In this amount of time that they gave him, he got the most over.
Been saying it for months, too.
Yeah. Swan is good. So... he did kind of cut a shitty promo after that. It was all right, I guess. He's talking about his mom and stuff. It was okay. And I like 205 Live. I like that way more than I like SmackDown or Raw. Or NXT, for that matter. Which I didn't even bother. NXT was from was from Ottawa this week. And, I mean, Asuka and Nicole beats Nicole Matthews. Let's see. Eric Young beats No Way Jose. Samoa Joe beats Ty Dillinger. And that's it. So if you didn't watch that, good on you because you didn't waste your time with it. You want a Total Divas recap, dude?
I guess we have to.
On this week's show, basically kind of builds up that, dude, Miz's wife is a real cunt. Maryse? Mm-hmm. She is a bitch, first off, just to everybody in general, but she also just, like, does shit, and, like, he's a total cuck, that guy. Like, she goes and adopts this dog, and he's, I guess he's told her a bunch of times, you know, like, you can't have any more dogs, because she got, like, four fucking dogs. And it's so funny that you'll see that shit, too. Where, like, you see these shows where these people have these mansions and shit, right? And then they just clean up piss and shit all the time.
Really?
Why would you have... I don't have any pets because I don't want to deal with that. But especially if you had a mansion, why would you be cleaning piss? It's like the Miz is, like, cleaning up all this piss from this, like, Doberman who pissed in his room. Like, great, dude. But, yeah, she gets another dog without his permission. She also buys a house without his permission. I guess they like to flip houses and shit, so... She goes and shows him this place, and it's just a fucking dump. And he's like, this place is awful. Yeah, we can't, you know, I don't want this place. She's like, I bought it, actually. She's one of those chicks, you know? She'll just do whatever the fuck she wants. So that was kind of the angle between them. And this is all back. This is like shortly after Mania last year. That's how far behind the show is. Naomi... It finds out she's getting a role in the Marine 55. So
oh, I'm sure she's excited, huh?
She was excited, yeah. She thinks that's something, dude. But yeah, she has to ride a motorcycle in the movie. She doesn't know how, so it's like she's afraid about it, and there's like that whole thing. Her and whatever Uso, they fucking... His name is John. I don't know which. I still don't know which one it is. I don't really give a fuck.
Jay. He's Jay then, because I'm sure Jimmy is James. James and John.
Okay, yeah, he is Jimmy. You're right. Good call. So they gotta have their shit, and then like the Brie mode. Your Brie and Nikki Bella are off with a bunch of other broads from there, taking pictures and shit, and Brie is struggling with like. She's going to be pregnant soon, so she's trying to, like, live it up while she can. That's pretty much really the whole fucking show. Honestly, I don't mind the show. You know, it's not great, but it's, like, for some reason, it's, like, slightly entertaining to see kind of behind the scenes on these people. Just to see, like, who they are, you know?
Right.
And Daniel Bryan shows up here and there, so that's cool, but, yeah. That's your Total Divas, basically, for the week. And then for next week, the preview for next week shows kind of the beginning of Paige and Del Rio. And all the other women are like, what's going on with her and this and that. So it'll be interesting to watch that develop on the show.
Yeah. They could use that.
So, yeah, there you go. Total Divas, dude. Also got to talk about this week. Got Lucha. What else? That's about it, huh?
That's about it.
Actual shows. There you go. Well, might as well talk about... We talked about news of the future of Suplex City Limits. We might as well talk about that.
You didn't talk about that? Okay, we're going to talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. I'm gonna have four shows left in me. I'm gonna leave the show at the end of the year. Jim's gonna move on with a new co-host, and it's gonna be a great successor. So
there you go, man. Yeah, there's Rando's finishing up the year here. A couple more episodes, and then
you know, for tax reasons, we'll just finish the year out for tax reasons, you know.
For tax reasons.
All that internet money pumping in.
all that podcast money we're making. And
it'll just be easier for taxes. So yeah.
And starting 2017, Suplex City Limits, I'll be joined by none other than Tyler Fudge of the Federation Podcast. Will be my new co-host. I think it's gonna be a good time, man. Looking
it'll
forward
be a great
to that.
Time for you too.
Yeah, it should be good shit. I wanted to talk about what's going on with wrestling, man. Like you're done with it, right?
I'm not leaving the show because, you know, me and you, we've been friends for what, 25 years almost.
Right. Yeah.
So it's nothing personal. Don't worry. Everybody out there in Twitter land, don't worry out there.
Mom nothing and dad are getting a divorce or anything.
Yeah, nothing like that. Don't worry about that. I'll still pop into the show every once in a while, I'm sure.
Fuck yeah, come back and guest and shit.
Yeah. But it's just like watching wrestling feels like such a fucking chore. Really does. The product, it's so bad. You really gotta have some fucking discipline to watch this shit all the way through. And I'm just, I lost my passion for it. You know?
Right. And a question I think is gonna be interesting is, after that, so come January, what wrestling will you still watch?
Just Lucha, really, on the regular. Yeah, just Lucha.
Right, yeah. I totally understand it. You're not wrong, dude. You're definitely not fucking wrong. Because WWE sucks, and it sucks to watch. It's like, how many shitty Raws and shitty pay-per-views must we sit through? I'm with you.
Two a week. It's okay, so you figure it out. You got two pay-per-views a month, so that's 4 hours there.
Oh, and no, that's 6 hours.
That's six, well... Four hours for each one if you count pre-show. So you got 8 hours. You got 8 hours there. Then you got 3 hours every Monday night, 2 hours every Tuesday night. And then what do you got? 2 hours every Wednesday night? And then plus you have Lucha on top of that. Oh, my God, dude. I work more than the normal hours a week, too, at my job. So it's like 55 hours some week. And then they got a lot of other things going on. The Raiders are playing really fucking well.
Try to get his dick wet sometimes.
You can't do that watching wrestling. That shit don't fucking work. The more wrestling you watch, the more your fucking wiener don't get played with by the opposite sex.
The 3 hours you spent watching Raw would be better served trying to get your dick wet.
That's right. It's not, I still like wrestling, but man, I'm not going to, I can't devote that much time to a product that I
maybe you can actually watch Ring of Honor.
Maybe I could pop that in every once in a while.
I wish I could, but we'd have to like drop something from this. I don't know.
Right.
From the future, and Tyler Fudge is coming in, man. He's balls deep in this shit. He's watching all this wrestling too,
I feel like Tyler will give a better input than I ever could. You know, I've always been more of the casual fan. Well, you guys have been pretty hardcore, so I think it'll be better for the show.
There you go, man.
So yeah.
So yeah, we'll kick that off. Probably the end of the year, I guess. And been a good fucking run. 80. Well, by then it'll be like 90.
90 episodes.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck.
90.
Think about all the don't think about all the Raw. We'll do some kind of a send off. Maybe we'll play an Enya song at the end of the last one or something.
Oh, I don't know. I think what were those? A Peruvian fucking flute band or some shit, you know?
A Peruvian flute band playing the theme from Titanic.
The theme from Rocky. On to my next endeavor.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. That's awesome. Yeah, dude, I'm glad too, that we were able to do that and, just no issues whatsoever, you know? Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's coming up, so,
Yeah, it'll be better for the show. And, there were two guys that I would have, if I could have handpicked them, and Tyler was one of them. So
you go. Don't say the. He doesn't say the other one. So the other. There was candidates. I had a short list, but
I was gonna say Jared was the other one.
Yeah. There's definitely other people I had in mind too, but you know what are you? Tyler Fudge is the man. I fucking love those guys. And plus, this will be international. Now we're an international show.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. One host Canadian and one American host.
We're breaking boundaries.
Yeah, we're fucking breaking down walls.
That's right. communist Canadian walls.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, so that's coming up in you know the end of this year. So, we have Lucha Underground as well. This episode of Lucha Underground was The Breaker of Bones and was basically a one match show. I guess there's multiple matches, but one arc.
Yep.
Through the show. Beginning of the show, Pentagon kind of runs into Vampiro. They have a weird exchange. And then upon the intro, Stryker brings us in and Vamp is just sitting there, dude, like looking stoic as fuck, says nothing. Like in a fucking weird kind of zone. I thought it was really well sold.
Yep.
You know, really sold it well. But yeah, get into the gauntlet match. Pentagon Dark versus the Black Lotus Triad in the gauntlet match. First out was Doku. She unleashed E Honda's thousand hand slap on that motherfucker, only to be drop kicked like all the way across the ring. Dude, that little girl was drop kicked harder than I've ever seen anybody. Like she flew through the air,
yep.
Three quarters of the way across the ring. This whole time, Vamp is talking in riddles, you know, the whole time kind of referencing himself in Pentagon. Pretty fucking cool. Pentagon breaks her arm off, of course. So there's the end of the first match. Coming back from commercial, we have Katrina with Jeremiah Crane. She's saying that he's the one who brought her here and claims he's still in love with her. That's why he wears a piece of her stone around his neck. But she loves somebody else. So I guess he's got a piece of this fucking stone too. Mm-hmm. And they used to date. They just keep piling more story in this for a show that has like a million stories already. They're like, here's another layer for you. So I have no idea what that's all about. But let's not forget Ivelisse, his current girlfriend, has a match with her at Ultima Lucha Trace. So, up next to face Pentagon, you had Yuri. These chicks have some interesting names. Brawl into the crowd. You know, he gives her a running package pile driver. Breaks her fucking arm off. And the crowd of savages go fucking crazy, man. Like, anywhere else, a guy who breaks people's arms undiscriminately would just be a heel. But in fucking Lucha Underground, he's like the top
guy. Over as fuck.
That crowd, they're savages, man. He breaks women's arms and they're like, yay!
It's like being at a Minnesota Vikings football game.
Yeah. We get a backstage of Montanza, who's just like fucking smashing shit. Dario says, next week you regain your title. And Montanza says that he wants fucking Rey Mysterio instead. And they reveal a bloody question mark on the wall from his fists. Pretty fucking cool. So I guess we get Montanza and Rey next week.
That'd be kind of rad.
Yeah.
Got a little sneak of that. What was it, last year in Ultima Lucha?
Oh, yeah, the last one.
Yep.
And then the fucking next out to take on Pentagon, Hitokiri attacks from behind. She is by far the hottest and most intimidating of all of those chicks. Well, except for maybe Black Lotus, but she's definitely hotter and more built than the other two. You know, the first two girls are like little Japanese girls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she has control to start. And Vamp is like getting hard at the violence, dude. It's kind of fucking creepy, man. It's like beating the fuck out of each other. And Vamp's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really like made me uncomfortable. But yeah, this chick, she was a fucking badass, man. She does a crossbody off Dario's office to the floor. Picks up the win with a fucking destroyer. So she gets the win, and then out next is Black Lotus, who just takes out the ref immediately, breaks Pentagon's arm. And El Dragon Azteca shows up, back from his arm break. If you recall last time we saw him, he was getting his arm broken by Pentagon. He fucking goes in the ring. The Triad kind of backs down. And El Dragon Azteca Jr. fucking breaks his other arm. So two broken arms for Pentagon Dark, while Vamp smiles on. So, and we get the close of Puma opens his eyes in a casket and sees a dead Vampiro with his eyes gouged out and his fucking throat slit. Pretty fucking awesome.
Awesome.
I thought this was a great episode of Lucha Underground.
It was a fantastic episode of Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I really fucking enjoyed it. This show it's just the best. If I quit doing this fucking podcast like you were, I don't know, man. I probably would only watch Lucha as well. I'd probably start watching Ring of Honor again.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cody Rhodes is debuting in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, right. And, dude, they just had the pay-per-view yesterday. The fucking Hardys showed up on the screen and saying that they want the Young Bucks, so I don't know if the Hardys are going to be wrestling in Ring of Honor coming up here or what, but...
Oh, it's fucking... Yeah.
I think the Young Bucks are going to be in that crazy tag team thing for TNA, so... Along with the Express that rocks and rolls, dude. I just can't wait for fucking Broken Matt to be kicking the shit out of fucking... out of the Rock and Roll Express outside of his house.
It'd be awesome.
It's gonna be fucking glorious. So yeah, and that's Lucha Underground, basically the week in wrestling right there. Other than the Ring of Honor pay-per-view yesterday, I won't spoil the results for that. I know it takes folks some little bit of time to watch them. So plus, I didn't watch it, so
was
all
it
I'd
tonight
be doing...
that or yeah, it was in this one. Yep.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yep. Yep, okay. Yeah. That Cody makes his debut against Jay Lethal.
Yeah. And I don't know what happened. All I would be doing is reading it to you because I didn't order it, so...
Yeah, either did
that's,
I.
And that's
I'm reading it right now. I won't say anything. Mm.
But yeah, there's so much fucking wrestling out there, man. And Impact this week, the Hardys took on DCC. That's kind of still going on there. It's great to have Matt back. He's broken again, so...
Yep.
It's awesome. I think all we got left is the Hall of Fame, really, huh?
Yeah.
Before the Hall of Fame, got to give shout-outs, of course, to all of our friends at Wrestling Soup, Federation Podcast, Glow Podcast, which Glow is the Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling, of course, Sat Pod, Rusty on YouTube, our friends at Fully Loaded Wrestling. Check out Fully Loaded Wrestling on YouTube and on the Fight app. If you're a wrestling fan and don't have the Fight app, I don't know what you're doing with your life. It's free. You can stream it to your TV through Xbox, all kinds of shit. Tons of wrestling on there, including Fully Loaded Wrestling's weekly TV show, Fully Loaded TV. Definitely worth watching. Check them out. And if you're in this part of the country, get out to a Fully Loaded show, man. Coming up in December, they got Booker T's going to be making an appearance there with his crew. And it should be good shit, so check that out. Also, a shout-out to the Out of the Van podcast hosted by my buddy Black Van Steve. It's a new comedy podcast he started. I'm going to be guesting on there here, like, next week, so stay tuned to our Twitter for information on that. And I wanted to give a shout-out to the Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA group on Facebook. Bunch of cool people over there. And also the Secret Jabroni Society, which is another group on Facebook. They got a website coming out soon. Yeah, shout out to all those guys. Cool people over there who support our show. So, do the Hall of Fame. It's your week, man.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, and you probably haven't even considered it.
I'm not even ready. Holy
shit. I know.
Shit.
This will be the 83rd inductee.
Did we... Oh, geez. We did Jimmy Hart. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Last week, we did Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, we didn't have a show last week. Put him in. Yeah, that's right. We still put in Tommy Dreamer. Oh, man, I'm not even fucking ready for this.
I know. Or we can just come up with something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we better come up with something real quick here.
On the fly. On the fucking fly.
It's getting so big, you got to go back and look at who you put in, because I can't remember everybody.
Oh, I got a lot of people we could put in.
Well, put one in.
Just throw someone in?
Yeah, throw someone in there.
Let's see. Who do I have for my list? I mean, we could go a lot of different ways, honestly. Fuck it. Let's go with Jesse Ventura, dude.
There you go. That's a good one.
Jesse the Body Ventura. Stay vigilant. I fucking love Jesse Ventura, man. He kicks it out of Mexico. He gets stoned. He's a cool motherfucker, dude. But yeah, I mean, the body, you know, back in the day, he very much ripped off Graham, which a lot of people did. I mean, look, 20 years later, fucking Scott Steiner ripped off Graham. So
yeah, so.
But yeah, body, was body great in the ring? No.
No. Commentary was awesome.
Commentary was fucking awesome, dude. Plus, also, like, fucking, he's awesome in Predator. And I just like him as a dude. I think he's fucking...
I like conspiracy theories, too.
Yeah.
I like that show.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Is this aspirin, or is America putting tiny
How
robots...
How much fluoride needs to be in your water?
Exactly. Tiny robots going inside your body. All next on the next conspiracy theory. With Jesse Ventura.
Oh, that's well, awesome.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Jesse Ventura, man. No, he's like I said, his wrestling was shit. He was pretty much was the body. But you know, overall, the commentary, him and Gorilla, like, dude, you go back to watch an old pay-per-view, and when it's like, you know, they come down and it's Gorilla and him, you're just like, we're going to be in good hands here.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
We'll be good hands. Plus, he sued the WWE and fucking won, so that's a badass right there.
He is a badass. Governor of Minnesota.
He was a great governor, man. He was fucking cool, man. He said a lot of crazy shit. I remember when he was governor, and he somewhere along the way, someone asked him about religion, and he said, religion is a crutch for weak-minded people. Like, holy fuck. Jesse don't give a fuck.
Jesse has no fucks to be given.
He doesn't have funny fucks to give. Yeah, so that's good stuff, man. Jesse Ventura, the 83rd inductee into the Suplex City Almost Hall of Fame, the most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting. You can check out our Hall of Fame on Facebook at Suplex City Limits. Under the albums, we have pictures of all the inductees, so you can go peruse that. You peruse that while you take a shit sometime.
Yeah.
Throw your boys a like before you wipe and flush.
Don't drop your phone, though.
No, don't drop your phone. That'd be bad. Nah, I think that's going to fucking... I think that's going to do it, man. I think we've hit everything that we meant to hit.
I think so.
All right. Well, as always, we thank you very much for listening to the show and supporting the show, hitting us up on Twitter, and just everything's awesome. And I can't say, you know, I can't say thank you enough to people who listen to this show every week. Like, it's fucking awesome of you. You, if you're listening to this right now, you are badass. And
the baddest of the asses.
Exactly. We owe you a debt of gratitude for listening to the show. So. I think that's going to do it. Next week on the show, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Rando and I'll come back. We'll talk about wrestling. We'll be joined by somebody. Good times will ensue.
Yes. Laughs. Yes. Some good laughs. Maybe some tears. Yeah, maybe some hugs. Maybe some, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what else. We haven't heard a train in a while.
Are they done with that now? I think they're done now, yeah.
Awesome.
It's the end of two eras here at Suplex City Limits.
Yeah. Some changes around here.
This fucking show, this episode felt very liberating, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like you've got this, like, you got it off your shoulders now, man. You know?
Oh, God damn it, does WWE suck. Fuck.
It's almost like when you're dating somebody and, like, you break up finally, and you know, you hate them and they hate you and you break up finally and you're like, ah.
Well, yeah, we don't hate each other, though.
Oh, no.
But I guess it could be WWE, because WWE hates their fans.
This is what I'm talking
about. WWE, yeah. If you go look at it that angle, yeah.
Up with fucking wrestling.
Yeah. Other than, yeah. Well, I'll still be watching Lucha, and I might fit Ring of Honor in there then every once in a while.
There you go, and then people can follow you on Twitter, at LCS_Randy, yeah?
Yep.
There you go, man.
I'll be doing some stuff on there. I don't know. I'm not on Twitter very often, but yeah. I'll drop some shit on there every once in a while. I usually do.
Drop back by the show at some point. Make you watch a little Raw. Come back.
I'll be more than happy to come back for Manias.
There you go. You got it, man. Mania 2017.
Manias and Rumbles or something. Yeah.
The big ones.
I don't know. You'd want to have somebody.
Let's not get Survivor Series in there.
No. Yeah. Let's pump the brakes.
Slow it down. Awesome. Well, we'll be back next week. And as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember, a winner is you.
Not knowing if we did or lied.